This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Only it's Fox News' Christmas tree. Meanwhile, Jussie Smollett goes home with no verdict. Prosecutors claiming overwhelming proof of a fake attack. And oh, so much more, including 40 quakes in 24 hours in the Northwest. What is going on? I ask myself that question at least three times a day. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us on the show. Let's dive right into it. I mean, why not start with Fox and a tree on fire for something a little bit different? I have a couple of friends that work at Fox, and I was told pretty early while this thing was happening that the large tree outside the Midtown headquarters were on fire. I mean, this is a 50-foot tree. You see, it's beautiful. It's just like other trees that are out there in front of various broadcast facilities, and it went up in flames before 12:15 in the morning. And heavy, heavy flames. This was just the other day, and it hit the other decorated trees in the area, too. So there was a 49-year-old guy who climbed up this metal superstructure, because the tree is an artificial sculpture that is shaped to look like a tree. Lit papers he brought with him, and, you know, they were on fire, shoved the papers into the tree structure, then scurried down and watched from the street as it burned. And of course, he was spotted by building security. They easily pointed him out to the cops, who came by immediately, very close to Rockefeller Center. So, 49-year-old Craig Tamahana, what is the deal? What in the world were you thinking? So he gets charged with criminal mischief, reckless endangerment, arson, criminal nuisance, endangering others, criminal trespass, criminal tampering, and he has a couple of other arrests for drug possession and public intoxication. The motive for the arson, very, very unclear, but wow, what a crazy, crazy thing to happen. And we know what's happening as far as the fire shortages at some of these houses, you know, where they don't have enough firefighters. So now you got a bunch of firefighters and cops who have to deal with this. And at one point, it was pretty heavy how the fire just poof went up, because of course it was easy to light this sucker on fire. I've been by that a couple of times, and you know, there was an American flag that was pretty darn close to it. So wow. Crazy thing to see that thing on fire. And there were people talking about conspiracies, but I don't think it was a conspiracy. I think it was a guy that was just out of his head, and he decided to light it on fire. All right, Jussie Smollett, there's so much conversation about what, you know, happened. And did he fake the whole thing, you know, this noose that was supposedly around his neck, and the hazing, the racist comments, all that sort of stuff that supposedly took place in Chicago a couple of years ago in January of 2019. Prosecutors say the evidence that that he staged an assault on himself was overwhelming, and there's not going to be any verdict. So after just 2 hours of deliberation on that six felony charges that he's facing in Chicago, the six man and six woman jury packed it in for the day around 5 o'clock. And it has been some long days in Cook County. In Cook County, Judge James Lynn's courtroom specifically, and they just let it wrap up a little bit earlier. So jury, they resume again deliberations on Thursday at 9 in the morning. And listen, this is the thing, because lots of resources were burned through this. So he's facing up to 3 years behind bars if found guilty. Will he actually serve time? the answer to that is, if he's not, if the jury doesn't come back with an acquittal, it may be, you know, will he actually serve or won't he? And it's probably doubtful that he would serve any time. You know, he spent 8 hours on the stand. Actors know how to drag out time. So he testified for 8 hours. It was like one of the longest, I think, especially in it, for this scenario, one of the longest times a defendant has testified in this kind of a case, you know, time-wise, actual real time, that they've seen in Cook County. Yeah, crazy. So what happens on Thursday, what happens on Friday? I think they wrap it up before the weekend. I do. I think that this will probably be wrapped up. You know, it was shocking when the story first came out and people were all over it, immediately believing. And then all these other details started to come out about paying these two guys who were trainers and what they were asked to do, and then seeing them getting various things like rope, etc., in a store. So we'll see what they come up with. All right, speaking of we'll see, I mean, that's what the court is all about. You know, Lady Justice balancing the scales, and you never can be quite sure what a jury will do. If this jury is a good jury, to me, flat out, I'll say Ghislaine Maxwell. I hope they throw the book at her. Ghislaine Maxwell has emerged as one of the creepiest creeps, as the really supplier of young underage girls to Jeffrey Epstein, allegedly. But the more the story has come out in court, the more we've heard before, it seems pretty apparent. Will the evidence stack up enough for a jury to actually convict her? And in the courthouse, there were all kinds of pictures that showed her cozying up to Epstein. They were in a relationship, and then she worked for him. And, you know, they showed all these pictures of them knowing each other for a very long time. And you can tell by the way they were cozied up and all that kind of stuff. So, again, Maxwell is alleged to have served up girls for her former boyfriend, Jeffrey Epstein, to abuse and use and do whatever he liked with, and he's gone. He killed himself in jail and never really faced the music. His victims wanted to be able to confront him, and that did not happen. Prosecutors describe Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell as being partners in crime. So, in the end, will the 59-year-old woman go to prison, a former British socialite, will she go to prison for supplying girls to Jeffrey Epstein and taking them on private planes to an island he had, etc., and some other things, on what was dubbed the Lolita Express? And tough to read this one. You would seem it could be open and shut. It would look that way. But like I said, with a jury, you never, ever know for sure what they're going to say, how they're going to go, which direction they're going to go in. Never know for sure. Quakes, 24 hours, Northwest. We're talking about it next.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. Oh Tannenbaum, oh Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. Du brunst nicht nur zur Sommerzeit, nein, auch im Winter, wenn es schneit. O Tannenbaum, o Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine.
Perfect time for the German version of O Christmas Tree. And a big shout out to our friends in Germany as they have a new chancellor. Yes, Olaf Scholz. He took over for Merkel. Merkel was there for 16 years. How about that? So for the first time, she is not the chancellor. There is a new era about to take place. And the deal is sealed. He was sworn in. She was given her flowers and accolades, and that was that in Berlin. So he became Germany's ninth post-World War II chancellor. This is going to be different for the European Union's most populous nation, and by the way, largest economy. So he takes office with some of the things that he said he wanted to do, modernizing Germany even more. Combating climate change was on his list, and the challenge of handling what world leaders are dealing with, what would that be? The coronavirus, the pandemic, yeah. And the vote was this for him, for Scholz to be elected, 395 to 303 with six abstentions. So that's a pretty comfortable majority, but it's short of the 416 seats his three-party coalition holds in their lower house of parliament, which has 736 seats. So for Merkel, she isn't a member of parliament anymore. She actually looked on as to the ceremonies at one point in the gallery as the vote was happening and all of that. So she did get a standing ovation for what she has done for Germany at the tail end. I'd say the last maybe 6-7 years, it's been a little rockier for her. But Scholz had been Germany's vice chancellor. He's 63. He was a finance minister, and he has certainly lots of experience. And we'll see what happens with this new chancellor, because for the U.S., I mean, this is one of our allies. It's important to go through that getting to know them phase, and that's what will happen with the new German chancellor. I am certain of it. All right, so the Christmas tree theme. The Hubs, in fact, did finally decide it was time for a tree. So we got our live tree. I thought I'd quickly tell you about my experience. We always get them from the same place. It's this great family from Michigan. They've been in the Christmas tree business forever, and they haul them on down to Texas and some other places. And we always go there for our tree. But you got to get there early enough because their trees are great, and they get picked over. We got this time around for the first time ever in my life, ever, any place I've lived, any house that I was in, we have a black spruce. And the young lad who cut it down for us was so excited that we picked the black spruce because he said it was his grandfather's baby, that he had planted them. And he watched it grow and grow and grow, the whole bunch of these black spruce, because everybody always wants Douglas firs and others, but Grandpa liked black spruce because it was super, super pretty green, didn't shed a lot, didn't have those prickly needles. And I agree. It was a full tree. I spotted it with Guinness, the dog, and he liked it. I liked it. And that was enough to haul it off. Do you know what the cha-ching factor was for Mr. Black Spruce 8-foot tree? It was $180. $180. Now, this wasn't the Cadillac of trees on this lot, by the way, from the Mums family. This, in fact, would be kind of in the middle, or maybe even almost the lower tier, although they had Charlie Brown trees, I think, for $75. But they had trees that were $365. Yeah, top of the line, giant trees, but of course they would never have fit no matter what, and there's no way $365. So we'll see what happens with this black spruce. I will tell you, getting it into the house, fine, it's on the car. I know that many of you guys, maybe women too, have gone through this thing with the tree. But it was supposed to be easy. Oh, we have the easy stand. You just slip it in there. He was on the floor. He was sawing. He was exasperated. He had to go to bed. It was an hour-long experience of trying to get the tree in the stand, get it up. I mean, I helped as much as I could. But what was I going to do? I'm holding it here and there, but it's sawing. Sawing with the tree stand on it, then taking this tree stand off, then hammering at one point the bottom of it. I have to tell you right now, I'm going to post it on my fan page on Facebook. It is a beautiful tree, and it all worked out. So there, that's my Christmas tree story. And they told me they'll probably be out maybe by next week, and some of the good stuff will be gone because it's getting picked over. And they only had so many that it was a different kind of year. I said that there were these crazy quakes that are happening in the Northwest, and a whole series of them. So that's a concern. I mean, if, you know, in a 24-hour period. And I looked at some of the, you know, I looked at some of the photographs, and it's interesting. The series of quakes, which started Tuesday morning and continued into Wednesday, were clustered between 200 and 250 miles west of the coastal town of Newport, Oregon, far enough to be mostly undetected on land, but definitely there was some damage. You know, 3.5 to 5.8, and the fault responsible for the quakes, they call it the Blanco Fracture Zone, and Oregon State University was looking at it. They say it's more active than the infamous San Andreas Fault in California. People always talk about California, 1,500 quakes, San Andreas, you know, magnitude 4.0 or greater since the 70s, and the massive amount of swarm of these. I think that would be kind of concerning, right? So the tsunami, you know, we have the U.S. National Tsunami Warning Center. None of the quakes triggered a tsunami alert, but it certainly has heightened the concern level because it's an earthquake-prone area in North America, and it certainly has produced one of the largest quakes. Of course, it was a long time ago. It was in January of 1700, but that quake happened on the Cascadia subduction zone, which is a mega thrust fault, they call it, much closer to land, and it was devastating. I mean, that fault could trigger tsunamis and destructive shaking. You know, this is what they talk about on the West Coast, but mostly in California, and apparently now in Oregon and in other parts of the Northwest, is the big one. When you live there, when I lived in California, people knew I wasn't from there. They'd say, are you ready in case you have to do something? Do what? How am I stopping an earthquake? No, well, you have to know where you're going to go. I mean, if it happens, boom, where are you headed? Where you may have 3 to 5 seconds to respond. Like, I dive in the tub? I mean, seriously. And we had to practice, every place I worked, earthquake drills. So, and there was always, not always every day, not like what we're living in now, but there would always be some conversation, at least a couple times a year, about the big one. It could be the big one. They're talking about these tremors. They're looking at the fault. Could be the big one. So people there are a little freaked looking at the fault line and thinking, all right, this isn't on top. There's no tsunami risk. So that's good. And swarms can be common. And mostly they happen far from shore along the strike slip faults. But I don't know. I might be a little concerned about that. I might read up a little bit on that fault and read about that big quake in the 1700s. What was that all about? Coronavirus and other sorts of things. We're talking about them next because you brought them up in the mailbag.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
According to Senator Rick Scott, corporate America is not interested in principles when profits are on the line.
As the Biden administration announced it will be diplomatically boycotting the Winter Olympics in China, Chinese media announced no one cares if politicians don't show up. The human rights offenses in China are documented and atrocious. Republican Senator Rick Scott with the Armed Services Committee says money over principles is a bad direction for a freedom-loving nation.
Whether it's the NBA or whether it's Nike or whether it's Delta, they're all focused on how they make more money. Heck with human rights. They would like to get their rights and they want to criticize everything that happens in this country. But God forbid they do anything that would impact their ability to make a profit.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And a jury has completed deliberations for the day in the trial of actor Jussie Smollett. This is USA Radio News. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is continuing to demand that President Joe Biden's administration do more to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. Local officials in Yuma report an increase in asylum seekers crossing into southwestern Arizona. Last week, the Biden administration reluctantly announced plans to reinstate the Trump-era policy and agreed to Mexico's conditions for resuming it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi did not mince words in a press conference on Wednesday.
I'll never forgive former President of the United States and his lackeys and his bullies that he sent to the Capitol for the trauma that wasn't what was exerted on our staff.
She discussed last January 6 when a handful of people entered the Capitol building as Congress considered the Electoral College vote. And South Dakota GOP Governor Kristi Noem has been ranked best governor in America by a prominent nonprofit conservative organization. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, America? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Into the mailbag, as always, right? Why do I even bother saying that? It's just amazing, this crew, when it comes to thinking about things and then sending your thoughts my way. I've said this before, but I worked in the biggest market in the U.S., and yes, there was hundreds of phone calls, but there was never, ever any email. Never, hardly ever any email. Just once a death threat because I didn't like the Yankees. But that's another story. So, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, 24/7. Just like this one from Jeffrey, and Jeffrey says, and I love it when you all do this and tell me where you're listening to the show. He says, hey, Kate, I'm listening to you in Iowa on 1240 a.m. I laugh when you say the weather has dipped. Do you know it's 20-some degrees in Fairfield? 20-some degrees is 20 degrees too cold for me. I'm going to Iowa for a speech in Des Moines in February, and I can only imagine how cold it's going to be. Luckily, I have the right gear for that kind of weather. I actually like that brisk, cool weather. So thanks for the weather report, and I am very well aware, and you must be listening to us on KBIZ, or maybe even we have lots of people listening in other parts of Iowa, very close to there too, in Davenport and Clinton on KROS, which is 1340 AM, and we love Iowa, and thanks for all the support, gang, out there. And I feel you on the whole weather thing, but Iowa's like God's country in the spring. Oh, the best. And I have been all over Iowa just a couple of years ago, and then before that I used to live in Nebraska, and we took trips all over the areas that were not too far away. I mean, Nebraska and Iowa aren't necessarily on top of each other, but it was one of the places we went on a big road trip. All right, let's move to something else from Charlie, who says, Kate, what's going on with the Biden vax mandate? It looks like that just keeps getting pushed down the road. Is that because, number one, they didn't get to that 70%? Is it because big business is threatening? I mean, what's all of that about? Well, that's some of it, right? So the whole measure, the whole idea for Biden was to get the vaccine or test. That was the mandate for private businesses. So the Democratic, it's timely, your email, actually, the Democratic-controlled Senate approved, actually, a GOP law, or measure, because not a law, that would overturn Biden's vax or test mandate for businesses. Two Democrats joined the Republicans to back that initiative, so the vote was 52-48 to send the legislation back to the House, where it has, you know, some strong opposition, and Biden has threatened to veto it. That legislation, though, would overturn the administration rules ordering businesses with 100 workers or more to require vaccines or coronavirus testing for millions of employees. So we'll see. Republicans have said, hey, look, we're inundated with calls from businesses with up to 500 workers that are concerned about having to fire people who oppose COVID-19 vaccines and testing. Main Street America is scared. I believe that. I've heard that from a lot of different people about what's happening in their companies, and are they looking at how are they going to hire? What are they going to do? So we'll see. I mean, it's already been put on hold by a federal appeals court, and I mean, we're in this public health crisis, for goodness sake. I mean, we're smack dab in the middle of it. We keep hearing, look at the science. How do we solve this? Look at the science, look at the science, look at the daily averages, look at what's happening. So, look, Mitch McConnell, who's the top Republican in the Senate, said the Biden mandate is illegal and absurd. It's a crazy government effort to micromanage the lives of private citizens. So that's actually a good thing. What do you think? Here's a couple of morsels to chew on, and I'm jumping on this because I got similar emails about this in the mailbag. But when you look at the virus has infected almost 50 million Americans, killed more than 794,000, which is the highest death toll, by the way, of any country. Now we're seeing it's mostly the Delta variant, and the people who are barely hanging on and luckily get through it, or the people who die are 90%, more than 90% unvaccinated folks. So then you look at this idea of how do you get people to get vaccinated, and is it a right to not do that? Is it a public health crisis that calls for looking at the science more? Where do you stand? Forget if you're an R, a D, an I, forget what your political button says. What do you, as a person, as a human, as an American, what do you say is the right play? If you were president, what would you do? I mean, that's the thing. If you were president, what would you do? I'd be curious. Send me your thoughts on that. We'll do a little unofficial digging around. get into the minds of the fabulous listeners. I've said it a few times now. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. All right, so let's move on to something else. Let's go to another political question. This one is from Eric. And Eric says, hi, Kate. Hello from Tallahassee. Are you a Tallahassee lassie? No, I'm a Jersey girl, but thanks for that. I've been to Tallahassee many times. I have family all over Florida, yes. And you must be listening to us on 1300 AM, so a big shout out to them. I was working late and actually listened to a playback of the show the other day. It's great. Thanks for the support. The station is good. WTLS is a great station. So the question is about the supply chain problems. What do you make of what's happening now with the supply chain? And when do you think all of it clears up, if in fact you can even use those words, when it comes to what we're seeing happen along the way with distribution? Well, hopefully it does eventually clear up, but it's been months. I mean, U.S. exporters are struggling with Chinese exporters paying anybody to return containers empty rather than loading them at U.S. ports with American stuff. What's happening is the House passed the Ocean Shipping Reform Act. That happened on Wednesday to confront this whole shipping supply chain crisis that's hit some of our biggest ports. Of course, Long Beach in Long Beach, California is the one everybody talks about because so much comes in through there, which makes sense when you look at Asia, when you look at China, when you look at that. I saw that in Seattle, too. That's another pretty decent-sized port. So the bill requires shipping companies to adhere to minimum service standards that meet the public interest. And what does that mean? It bars shipping carriers and port operators from retaliating against a shipper or a shipper's agent or a motor carrier, the trucks, by threatening to withhold cargo space because they know what's happening. And some of that is happening. And you've even got, you know, false filing. You've got marine terminal operators filing false certification. So there's big problems with this, and it depends on the port. It's got to be the bigger ports mostly. So what's common is what I said, is that you look at the Chinese exporters paying vessel operating common carriers to return containers that are empty rather than loading them at the U.S. ports with anything American. It's interesting. The pandemic gives and takes away big time. It's the yin and yang of this whole thing where they're not thinking this is happening. They were having a crush year in 2019 and heading into 2020 when you look at export import, and then all of a sudden that all flipped around because of the pandemic. All right, and then finally, let's quickly get another one in. This one from Kimberly, and Kimberly is listening to us in New York on 1450 AM. Hey, Kate, Omicron, how is it infection-wise but deadly-wise versus that? Because I keep hearing that it's not quite as deadly. Oh, it's a big super spreader deal, right? But so far, no, not as deadly. But even scientists are saying don't put stock in good news or less severe or any of that, that, you know, they don't know. There's still so many things they're trying to figure out, but it certainly looks that way. The variant was what popped up last month. They got to study it more before they can confidently nail that. But it looks like it's certainly lagging behind initial outbreaks, and fingers crossed, maybe it's not as deadly. All right, nail the score coming up next. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Ring them up. You could win some fabulous prizes if you nail the score.
Do you feel like
like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Nail the score. So, nail the score this time around. Boy, there are some interesting games. I just got to mention them before I dive in. I almost picked the Steelers and the Vikings, but I would probably have a heart attack because the Vikings have messed me up this year. I am boycotting everything Minnesota except for the mothership because that's where they're located, and I like all the people that work at GCN, so I'm not going to do that. But they have frustrated me beyond belief. Kirk Cousins, who are you? And Minnesota's favored by 3 in that. It's at home, U.S. Bank Stadium. Who knows? The Steelers could beat them. So that is not the game I am picking. The Cowboys in Washington could be interesting, only because Washington has had some really kind of heart attack finishes, but it's been interesting to watch their quarterback, Heinicke, who, speaking of heart attacks, makes you feel like you're going to have one when you're watching his games. especially the people in Washington, because they have a vested interest. But Dallas is favored by 4 in that, and I feel confident about Dallas's ability. All right, then I look at the Bears and the Packers. That's just about history. I think the Packers will smear the Bears all over Lambeau Field. All right, this is the big one. Monday night, December 13th. The Rams, yeah, they're 8-4. Matty Stafford, what happened, Matty Stafford? A couple of games, he boggled, bumbled, and mystified, and so did the rest of the team. All of us as to what was going on with the Rams. And the Cardinals are incredible, but the Rams bounced back. Cardinals are only favored by 2.5. There's a line on this that's 51.5. This is an intriguing game because there's temptation to look at the Rams, I think. But it's tough to go against the Cardinals, but hey, who knows? All right, so 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or send me an email. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Who do you choose in this one? Are you going with the Rams? Going with the Cardinals? As always, he gets to break it open. He is the lead-off dude. That would be Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Tan, rested, and ready, and out of the bunker. Here we go.
Nice. What do you think?
I am thinking Cardinals, 28-20.
Ooh, 28-20, which is good because it's right on that cut. It would be the under, and it's right on that cut line. I love it. All right, I think that's a great guess. Pete, I hope you nailed the score. And as always, thank you for participating in our silly little game. It's always great to hear from Pete. 28-20 Cardinals, so says Pete. Now, again, you can email us, and somebody asked me, it was Rose, who emails, I think, maybe, you know, 9 out of 10 times when it comes to nail the score. And I always encourage calling, but that's a work situation. So you can do the same thing. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. But only until the top of the hour when we wrap up this segment, because it wouldn't be fair to everybody else who is up and listening and they want to make a guess. This is in Glendale, Arizona. It is the Cardinals and the Rams. The Cardinals have been unbelievable in the wins, right? So they just beat the Bears 33-22. They beat the Seahawks the week before that. They did have a loss against the Panthers. That was a head shaker, but you're going to have some of those. The 49ers, they beat them pretty handily. They lost to the Packers in a crazy game, 24-21. That was a good game to watch. And they've had a bunch of blowout games and some others, but they started off on a really hot streak especially. So there you go. I mean, Kyler Murray, they're talking about him. Is he the best of the best? Maybe. Arizona leads the NFC West with a 10-2 record. So, again, what do you say? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Who are you picking? You're picking the Rams. You're picking the Cardinals. Let's pick on Nate. Nate, what do you think? Great name. It's got to think about
hey.
It. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm running around. It's the Cardinals and who?
It's the Cardinals and the Rams.
Well, the Cardinals can fly really high and the Rams can hit really hard with their head. So I'm going to give it to the ones that can fly because they're going to go over everybody and fly the highest. They have the highest footballs. Oh, man, I miss that accent. Yeah, we're going to go with the ones that can fly really high. 32. They're going to fly 30. No, we'll make it real this time. 31 to 24. Just happened that way.
31-24, Cardinals. All right, the great Nate has spoken. Thank you.
Love up.
I like the logic in what he had to say, right? By the way, I got an email from Stacks. I have a funny thing to say about Stacks, that name, that it's got to be a nickname, I'm assuming, and I wonder what that nickname is for. But Stacks says, are you kidding? Cardinals all the way. Cardinals will win this 42-27. And they could. They could win it 42-27, Stacks. You know what? When I saw the name, and it's got to be a nickname, I thought of the movie, Goodfellas. There's a character in the movie called Stacks, and they end up killing him because he messes up this big heist they have. Because the mafia guys tell him, don't buy Cadillacs and furs and jewelry and do all these things that'll make law enforcement look at you, and that's what he did. And he blabbed to somebody, so that was it for Stacks. All right, Stacks, I know it's a different one, but not the movie. The non-movie Stacks, you are in, and so is anybody else. It's duly noted. If you sent an email, trust me, I go through all of them before we close her down, and you will be written in the big book. That's what I carry around, the big book. So my guess it's almost like tempting to go with the Rams, as this could be just another one of those like letdown games, right? I'm going to say this is the home stretch, you know. This is where they still want to keep shining. I think it's Kyler Murray is such the it factor in this team. So I'm saying that they're going to beat the Rams, and the final score is going to be 37-24 Cardinals. And we'll see how close I get. You know, it's interesting, I mentioned this before. I know some of you play fantasy football, or maybe you just have like an office pool or something. And I've said this, I'm in a pool with some guys from North Carolina, and you slide up and down a little bit, but I'm in the scoring category. But Minnesota is really trying to sink my battleship. I mean, Minnesota, I look at Minnesota, I don't know. I mean, I can analyze it forwards and backwards, but it never makes any sense to me. So now they're hosting the Vikings, like I said. Who do you pick in that? Are you picking Big Ben? Who has the best shot at this? I mean, or will the Vikings' struggles continue is what I think. So if Kirk Cousins struggles and makes some throws into traffic and gets picked off, and I believe then the Steelers are going to take advantage of that. I don't think they're going to let it go where they're not going to take advantage. I mean, losing to the Lions, yes, it was a close game. Yes, it was freaky at the end, but they lost to them. And they lost to the 49ers, and they lost to the Ravens. They lost to the Cowboys. They lost to the Browns. They had started off the season rocky with a loss to the Bengals and the Cardinals. So just to say, I'm going to throw this in. Vikings, I'm not picking you. I'm going with the Steelers. Just my 2 cents. Yeah. For me, it's Steelers in the big game here on the show. Nail the score, it's the Cardinals. And then I'm going with the Cowboys over Washington. That's all I have. That's all I got. And it's good because we're out of time for this hour. Thanks to the great Nate and all of you for listening. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.